Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into most developed tribal region in the country over next 5 years, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Enforcement Directorate conducts searches at 40 locations across multiple districts and states in Saqib Nachan case connected to ISIS-linked module. West Bengal police arrests organizer of Messi's event at Salt Lake Stadium after large-scale chaos and vandalism. Nation pays homage to martyrs of terrorist attack on Parliament on 13th December 2001. Fighting continues along border of Thailand and Cambodia, even after US President Donald Trump's mediation. And in squash World Cup, India storm into final beating defending champions Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said today that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31st next year. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we have decided to make Bastar the country's most developed tribal division. In this endeavor, the Chhattisgarh government, under the leadership of Sri Vishnudev Sai, and the government of India, under the leadership of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will move forward shoulder to shoulder to make Bastar a developed Bastar.
Viksit Bastar banane ke liye hum aage badhenge.
Mr. Shah said Naxalism had stalled development in the region, but a new chapter of progress would begin once the menace is eliminated.
When I use the term developed Bastar, it means that every person's home will certainly have facilities, every village will be connected by road, every village will have electricity, banking facilities will be available within a 5-kilometer radius, and the task of establishing the most dense network of primary health centers and community health centers will also be accomplished by these two governments of the Bharatiya Janata Party.
Bharatiya Janata Party ki dono sarkar ek karegi.
The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted searches at 40 locations across multiple districts and states as part of an ongoing probe in the Saqib Nachan case connected to an ISIS-linked module. Saqib Nachan was earlier arrested by the National Investigative Agency for his alleged active involvement in promoting terrorist activities. The ED conducted searches at Padga, Borivali region near Mumbai, Delhi, Kolkata, Hazaribagh, Prayagraj, Daman and Ratnagiri, among other locations. During the course of search operations, movable assets worth over 9 crore 70 lakh rupees in the form of cash, gold jewellery and gold bullion were recovered and seized. 25 bank accounts pertaining to the accused and suspects have been frozen. Various other incriminating materials such as documents, literature promoting radicalization and digital devices were also seized. In West Bengal, police arrested Shatadru Dutta, organizer of footballer Lionel Messi's event at Salt Lake's Yuva Bharati Kridangon in Kolkata after questioning him for 2 hours following large-scale chaos and vandalism today. More from our correspondent.
ADG IGP Law and Order Javed Shamim informed preliminary investigation is on and the police is gathering all the facts leading to the chaotic incident at the stadium. He also said instructions have been given so that refund for the tickets booked for the event can be made. Earlier today, the football icon Lionel Messi entered the Yuva Bharati Kirangan at around 11:30 a.m. Footballers Luis Suarez and Rodrigo De Paul were also with him. The fans of Messi alleged that they did not get a view of him from the gallery as some people gathered around him. After some time, Messi went out of the stadium, leaving hundreds of thousands of fans without a glimpse of him. Fans began to shout and started to throw water bottles and uprooted chairs from the gallery into the field. Fans in hundreds in numbers breached the fencing and entered into the ground and engaged in damaging makeshift tents and other assets. Chief Minister of West Bengal Mamata Banerjee has constituted an inquiry committee under the chairmanship of retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray to conduct inquiry. Governor of West Bengal Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose expressed his anguish and shock in today's chaotic incident. He termed the day as Black Day for the sports lovers of Kolkata. Union Minister of State Education and BJP leader Dr. Sukanto Majumdar criticized Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for the mismanagement. Kalyan Laha, Akashwani News, Kolkata.
The BJP today accused the TMC-led West Bengal government of disappointing the people with its alleged mismanagement during Macy's event in Kolkata. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP MP and spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi labelled it as a shameful moment for the entire country. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital, winning in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation. The UDF emerged with a majority in 367 Gram Panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. More from our correspondent.
The NDA's historic performance in the state capital, Thiruvananthapuram, stands out as the most significant development in the Kerala's local body elections. By securing 50 of the 101 seats in Thiruvananthapuram Corporation, BJP is set to get its first mayor in Kerala. In other municipalities, the Congress-led UDF delivered strong performances with notable exception of Kozhikode Corporation. The UDF also established a clear lead across Gram Panchayat, Block Panchayat and municipalities. Meanwhile, the NDA significantly improved its performance in Panchayat and municipalities as well, marking a notable expansion of its footprint at the grassroots level. Midhi M. Pallurithi, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the mandate the party has got in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation is a watershed moment in Kerala's politics. The Prime Minister added that the party will work towards Thiruvananthapuram's growth and boost the ease of living for the people. Mr. Modi also thanked all the party workers for their hard work in the elections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The nation today paid tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during a terrorist attack 24 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. Condolence meeting was organized at Parliament House premises to pay floral tributes to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives during the terrorist attack. A report.
A solemn tribute ceremony was held outside the old Parliament building, Samvidhan Sadan, where Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan led parliamentarians in offering floral tributes. During the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid his respects along with leaders from both the ruling NDA and the opposition. President Draupadi Murmu also paid tribute to the brave security personnel and said that the nation salutes the courage, valor and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi said that the nation will forever remain grateful to the martyrs for their supreme sacrifice. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla noted that valor with which these immortal heroes confronted the terrorists is a symbol not only of the fulfillment of their duty but also of India's indomitable will in upholding democratic values and national defense. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, along with Union Ministers Amit Shah, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal and Arjun Ram Meghwal, Congress President and Leader of Opposition at Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge and Lok Sabha LOP Rahul Gandhi also paid their tribute to the martyrs. With Ishani Yadav, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan on December 15th and 16th at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. Secretary, South Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Nina Malhotra, said this visit is Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan.
This will be Prime Minister's first full-fledged bilateral visit to Jordan, which is coinciding with the 75th year of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Jordan. Some of you may recall, earlier Prime Minister Shri Modi had transited through Jordan in February 2018 while on his way to the state of Palestine. Even though it was a transit visit, exceptional courtesies were accorded to him by His Majesty the King, making it more than just a transit visit. This, the current full bilateral visit, is taking place after an interval of 37 years.
Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
India and Jordan have consistently aligned their positions against extremism, terrorism and radicalization in all forms and manifestations. Both countries have been victims of terrorism and have underlined the need for collective action and zero tolerance towards violent extremism. King Abdullah II's Amman message, which rejects the Takrifi ideology and misuse of religion to justify violence, resonates well within India's long-standing policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. During King Abdullah II's visit to India in 2018, when Jordan was at the forefront of the fight against ISIS, Prime Minister Modi and the Jordanian King jointly addressed a major conference on Islamic heritage, promoting understanding and moderation at Vignan Bhavan in New Delhi. The initiative was widely seen as a significant step in reinforcing the shared commitment of India and Jordan to counter extremist narratives. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Amman.
Fighting continued along the border of Thailand and Cambodia even after US President Donald Trump, acting as a mediator, declared that both countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Earlier, Trump said Thai and Cambodian leaders had once again agreed to immediately renew their ceasefire agreement following a week of deadly border clashes. He also noted that both leaders had agreed to return to the original peace accord, signed in October this year in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Thai officials said no ceasefire agreement has been reached, and Cambodia has yet to comment on Trump's claim. Instead, Cambodia's defense ministry reported the Thai fighter jets carried out airstrikes earlier today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav discussed with officials today on providing local cuisines of particular regions in Vande Bharat trains. Interacting with officials in Rail Bhavan today, the minister said the initiative will enhance passenger experience, reflecting the culture and tastes of the regions being traversed. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi, NCR, the Commission for Air Quality Management, has invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city crossed the severe category mark this morning. This is in addition to the actions under Stages 1 and 2 of extant GRAP already in force in the region. The restrictions include a complete ban on non-essential construction and demolition activities, including earthwork, piling, trenching and road construction activities and major repairs. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana tomorrow. Dense fog conditions are also expected to prevail tomorrow over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. In squash, World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai this evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the squash World Cup. Having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition, national champion Velavan Senthilkumar stepped in for the hosts with a commanding 3-0 win against world number 96 Ibrahim Elkabani. In badminton, India assured a gold medal at the Odisha Masters 2025 after top seed Unnati Huda and Isharani Borua stormed into the women's singles final, registering semi-final victories today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Enforcement Directorate conducts searches at 40 locations across multiple districts and states in Saqib Nachang case connected to ISIS-linked module. West Bengal police arrests organizer of Macy's event at Salt Lake Stadium after large-scale chaos and vandalism. Nation pays homage to martyrs of terrorist attack on Parliament on 13 December 2001. Fighting continues along border of Thailand and Cambodia even after US President Donald Trump's mediation. And in squash World Cup, India storm into final beating defending champions Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.